Welcome to the Daily VFN Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T light, with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Well, welcome to VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program. I'm your host, Greg Lancaster. I want to give a big shout out to our Christian Television Network audience around the nation and around the world. Joining me today is Pat Hamilton.
Hello there.
And John Ramos.
Hello.
We're going to continue in this program to remember a general, one of God's generals that is in the presence of the Lord right now, Steve Hill.
Yes.
You may know him from the Brownsville outpouring, the Brownsville revival. He worked hand in hand with Brother John Kilpatrick at Brownsville Assembly of God, and they both believed God and just an amazing thing as we talked about in our previous program. Make sure you catch him. It's three programs back to back. And, you know, we just want to talk about some testimonies because this time is so short. So we just want to put it down and just share some things. And tons of folks can write testimonies. Mm-hmm. But we just want to remember him. You know, we want to remember him. This particular we're going to be having a time of memorial, and we're coming together in the Gulf Coast at 3100 West DeSoto Street. Make sure you don't miss that right there. But we just want to honor one of God's generals and remember Jerry and his wife and the children in your prayers. And she's a warrior, man. I mean, she understands it.
Oh yeah,
she totally understands that we will see him again, and he's gonna get his crown. But I want to tell you a couple of testimonies. You know, as we talked about earlier in the earlier program, that revival. It was, you know, some people say it was just, you know, out of nowhere, but the truth is that desperation and hunger was in the hearts of Steve Hill and John Kilpatrick. They just wanted a move of God and the presence of God, and it was just amazing. We talked about that already, but when Father's Day 1995, when all of a sudden it just broke out and God just began to move, it was almost like a surreal moment where, you know, you're there, but it just takes a while for your mind to catch up with this awesomeness. And you're thinking, my goodness, you know, this, and then you start thinking, oh my goodness, it's going to end. It's just something's going to be short. And so we all just started beelining towards where our kids are at. And we started heading down this long hallway. We had purchased a school. By that time, we purchased the Brownsville Elementary School, I believe it was, and made it part of our church there. And we were just going right straight to the kids. Nobody's even talking. I could name a few names. I remember just beelining in there. So we got to get our kids in this thing. And so we go get our kids. We're walking back in there. And our kids, maybe 20 of them, maybe 18, 10, 12 or whatever, was on the stage. We put them on the stage to the left side over there. And Steve Hill grabbed their hands, you know, in kind of a circle. And they all held hands. And he's just like, "More Lord," you know. Mm-hmm. And all of a sudden, the kids were just touched. Well, one of those kids was my daughter, Amber. Mm-hmm. She was just all little then, you know, and as soon as God touched Amber, my daughter, I just cherish her, that as soon as he touched her, as God touched me simultaneously. I mean, I wasn't in the circle, but God's presence was everywhere. Yeah. And as soon as I saw her touched by the power of God, it's almost like the Lord just imagine all your air leaving your body at once. It's like, and you have no air. Mm-hmm. And then all of a sudden, new air comes in, and it was like God just removed maybe a broken, tattered spirit, and he put a new spirit. David says, you know, Lord, you know, put a new spirit, you know what I'm saying? You could just like, what does that mean? He's like, that's what it means. It's like, because if he would not have put air back in me, I just would have fell over. I mean, it was no air. Right. It was like diving, you know, we can't talk about that right now. There's too much time, but then you have no air, And so it was just the power of God. You know, God was just moving, and it was just amazing to see. He was doing all many things everywhere that was going on. And I had to go to you know, this is the first week of this revival. You don't know how long it's going to last, and we're still trying to figure it out because we were very religious. And I had to go to a business trip over in California. It was like now. And it was a Jesuit priest retreat I had to go to. I remember looking at Bill Holzinger. We were in a restaurant, and I'm looking at him, and he's looking at me like, I'm going. and so when I went there, I was just longing for God. Because once you have his presence, nothing satisfies. Like what Richard Crisco says, you know, he says, you know, once you've been stretched, you can't go back.
Yep.
And as we're all getting older, he's been stretched. I've been stretched. We all been stretched. Two meanings. Anyway, so nothing personal, Richard. Anyway, so gray stretch too. Isn't that amazing how it works? Anyway, so here I am, you know, at this Jesuit priest retreat, you know, having this particular meeting going on, and it was amazing. I just got longed. I just wanted to be back. I wanted to be back. And finally, I just called up Bill and I said, "Listen, tonight, I want you to carry your cell phone." This is some time back. So it was like a big brick cell phone,
yeah.
You know,
huge.
You know, one ringy dingy type telephone. He carries his telephone up to Steve, and Steve's on the stage right there, you know, and I'm in this telephone booth. It's, you know, a Jesuit priest telephone booth, so it's right, real primitive. And I'm thinking, like, I need prayer, pray for me. And Steve just grabs that cell phone and begins to go, "More Lord, more of your presence." Mm-hmm. And the power of God dropped in a Jesuit priest retreat.
Wow.
In that phone booth. And God just, the weightiness and the glory of God, you know. And I'm like, I just want to be back, you know, because you're trying to figure things out at first. And because, you know, everything was really ordered prior to that. You have to understand that Brother Kilpatrick is a man of order. I mean, he was more ordered than he is. We were all kind of, you know, in that order. And so I'm coming back, I get back on this plane to come back to, and I'm just beelining it. And I'm listening to, what was the music out of Canada that was?
Vineyard
music, man. I'm just listening to that music, you know, that's going. And the plane is flying 7 feet off the ground. It's clear night. I could actually see inside people's windows, and it's going 2 miles an hour. All the way from California to Florida. And I'm
miserable.
Like, goodness gracious, just get them. The whole time I'm listening to Vineyard, you know, covering the whole distance of the states, and because I'm coming to Florida. And I have Donna meet me at the airport. I'm at, well, almost like just rapid, like throw me in the car and take me straight there because it was still going. I wanted to be there at that moment. And I went, she parked the car right in front of the sanctuary doors, which is actually a road.
Mm-hmm.
And I jumped right out. I went straight down the aisle like you would if you're getting married. And Dick Rubin, beautiful, 7 foot tall.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
Gentle giant.
Was at the, you know, praying for folks. He laid hands on me and he said, "More Lord." And the power of God just hit me. And I said, "I'm here."
Mm.
I'm so here that Pat and I were working at that time. That I didn't even show up.
I was working.
Well, I was working now. I was working prayer teams and all that kind of stuff.
I understand.
Yeah, you were making plastic. And Pat and I were in business at the time, and that's where I was. I didn't care, and God took care of everything.
Mm-hmm.
And we can't talk about all the details. Hopefully, we relay the links of what we talked about and those things. But the power of God and the testimony of God and the things that He did is just so powerful. And we want to be able to share some of those even more testimonies with you. But I remember, I think about Rhonda, you know, Rhonda Owens, and the power of God would hit her, and she'd be like a pogo step, and the power of God would just hit her, and she would just start just rapidly bouncing all over the place and shaking under the power of God, and our kids were touched, and it was amazing to see, you know, what God was doing. And I remember Brad Ogden. Brad Ogden was a cameraman. He's a carpenter. Just long flowing hair. No, anyway, he's on a camera one night, and all of a sudden I see him just waning. He's like waning, and then he kind of looks like he's going to fall out, and he ends up sitting on the side of the box because his cameras were on like wooden boxes so they get height. And I see him, he looks just faint, and all of a sudden he gets this release, and I said, "What happened?" He's like, "Man, all the air just went out of me." And all of a sudden it came back in again. And I said, "Man, that's God just giving you a new spirit." But I remember that, and I thought, well, good. He got saved too. That was me and him. You know, it was just powerful. But it was like a river of God. It was like it's really, imagine a low current. Imagine water being a low current electricity. And it would just kind of just go right through the sanctuary, and just powerful feeling. And I said earlier that, you know, it made Brother Kilpatrick's legs rubber. What I meant, it made him feel like rubber. His legs are not rubber.
Right.
But it just makes your body relax in his presence. I mean, it is amazing, you know, what God can do in the context of that. But I know that there is the power, and we're talking about, you know, what God was doing through Steve Hill, general. And I think about souls. You know, that
Steve and souls go together. You know, Steve's souls and passion for Jesus.
Yes, yes.
And no one can have an altar call like Steve and talk about souls. But one of the key things about the revival was always about glorifying Jesus and not glorifying man, and desire for every single person to know Jesus. And we have a video for you Just hearing about Steve's passion, you know, talking about souls, the importance of it, it's what life is all about. This is an evangelist who's on fire for God, loves Jesus, and he is like laser focused. And I want you to hear him as just you hear his passion and what he has to say. It's gonna move you.
Everyone pray with me right now. The prayer we've been praying since Father's Day, everyone pray out loud. Those of you in the chapel, pray with me. Those of you that hate me, that hate God, you hate this place, I want you to pray too. God haters, witches, warlocks, whoever you are, God lover or a God hater, we want everyone to pray right now out loud. Dear Jesus, speak to my heart. Change my life. In your precious name, amen. You may be seated. Tonight's message will not take long. It is it's a direct word from the Lord. The messages this week have been tender. They've been loving. Last night I spoke to you on not yet, why we hesitate on coming to Jesus. All the reasons people won't come to the Lord, why they won't turn their lives over to Jesus. And I listed about 12 of them. If you want to get those, you can get the tape or the video. But the Lord is dealing with them folks tonight. I know he is. He loves you. He cares about you. That baptismal testimony service was an example of his love. Friend, there's nothing like those baptismals. I cry all the way through them. I cry all the way through them. Someone asked me tonight, a reporter asked me tonight, when I was weeping, sharing a story with the reporter just in private, and he's asking me about that very thing, about the tears. Well, friend, I've been delivered from so much. I've been set so free. And nothing else matters to me in life than to see changed lives. Nothing. See, the only thing we can take with us when we die, when it's all over, is people. That's all you can take with you. Everything else remains. The only thing you can take with you is people. So whatever you're doing that doesn't have to do with people making it to heaven is basically a waste. I'm talking about even the way you make a living. As you can be making a living, you can be providing for the family, but why? So you can raise your kids up in the admonition of the Lord. It should all have that one purpose, to get your kids to heaven. The purpose shouldn't be so your son doesn't have to suffer like you. The purpose should be so your son makes it to heaven. That's what matters more than anything else.
You're listening to VFN Radio. Don't forget, you can locate us at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
Don't forget, we also want to remember that the memorial service for Steve Hill, a general who's gone to be with the Lord, and you can see it right now on your screen, is going to be at Brownsville Assembly of God in Pensacola, Florida, at 3100 West DeSoto Street. You can go to VFNTV.com for more details. It's at 7 p.m. March the
14th.
That's Friday. This Friday at 7 p.m. You want to be there to be a part of honoring this man that just gave his life, gave his life for the cause of Christ and challenged us.
The Holy Spirit said, for 100 days, beginning March the 1st, I'm going to take my people through a time of redefinement. For the last number of years, God's people have really been bound. And the Holy Spirit said that His people's been contained and constrained. They have been refined. When you go through the refiner's fire, you have a period of loss, but it's not bad loss. It's loss of things that needs to go. And the Holy Spirit said that there's some of you here today that you've lost some relationships, but don't worry about it. The Lord's going to give you more relationships to make up for the ones that you lost. The Holy Spirit said, for 100 days, beginning March the 1st, I'm going to take my people through a time of redefinement. Simon was known as a reed, and the Lord redefined him and called him Peter, and he went from being a reed to a rock. The same man, just redefined. There's going to be cities that the Holy Spirit in America is about to redefine. They were known as one thing, but they're about to be redefined and known as another thing. You've been one way, but you're about to be completely another way. Some of you is going to experience such a change in your life, you're going to realize when God gets through redefining you, you could have never done that 6 months ago. The devil has come to some of you and he's convinced you that you're put off. It's not going to happen. You're wasting your time. The devil's told some of you that you prayed about it, and nothing's going to happen. But I've come here today to turn the ship in the water. And I've come here to tell you God is about to give you a season of suddenlies in the name of Jesus.
You're listening to VFN Radio, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T, light, with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome back. I'm Greg Lancaster. Joining me is Pat and John. We are remembering a general. Steve Hill is going to be with the Lord, and you're listening to VFN TV and the Daily Radio program. I think about walking with Steve. You have to understand, you know, he brought revival. God used him to bring the fire of revival to a people who cried out and prayed for years, and to a man of God who led a people to and showed us how to pray and how to cry out. And it was amazing to watch this one man, because you talk about the working of miracles and the working, it just takes work, and we don't have a lot of time to do this, but I know just in his last, I don't know too much, but he, you know, Steve was talking about before he had gone to be with the Lord, he says, you just got a whole bunch of lazy preachers who just won't work.
Right.
And it just takes work. It's amazing. It's like, we got to work. I can't imagine being lazy in ministry, how much there is to do.
You get nothing
the
done.
Biggest joke that we have is like, are you through? And it's like, we laugh. It's like, how can you be through until you're like Steve promoted into
gone.
Heaven, right?
That's it.
And I remember walking with Steve. You know, I was there Father's Day 95, as I talked about in the last segment, and walking with him as he began to pray for, and he was the only one that prayed.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a lot of people came along when he had prayer teams and all that. He was the only one that prayed. And, you know, when God begins to move, you just don't know. You don't want to offend the Holy Spirit. And this is who God's using. And Brother Kilpatrick was under
he
the
was
glory.
Out.
You know, we looked to him for advice, and he would just kind of, you know, anyway. So, which was great. He totally needed that. And so I was walking with him, and I'd watch him, and he would take his hand and his finger, and he would lightly just lay it on the hand or the head, a couple fingers, just barely touch someone. And he would pray a very simple prayer. He would pray, more Lord, mm-hmm. more of your presence, more anointing, refreshing God, mm-hmm. refreshing God. That's it. And that just breaks all your religious paradigms, you know. And then when gifts and things would start to happen, like, shh, 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 just take more Jesus.
That's mm-hmm. it.
And
it,
the presence of God, everything has to fall in his presence, sickness, disease, religion, all that stuff. And people just fall in love with him. And also remember him because he knew obviously God was doing this. And so he and God are just having this blast going around, and he's laying hands. And in the beginning, it was just a few of us there because we were broken, tattered, and torn mm-hmm. pieces that needed to be healed before the whole world came. And we had no idea the whole world was coming.
Mm-hmm.
But he would say this as he was praying. He would say, thank you, Lord. Thank you for what you're doing in our presence. It's marvelous in our sight. And so he knew it wasn't like, this is what I'm doing. Mm-hmm. He was just watching God, and every day was, maybe he'll do it again. Maybe he'll move next week. You know, he and Brother Kilpatrick were just, let's just do this again, and then again, and again, and again, and 5 years later. And it was just amazing to see what was going on. And I remember this glory, and it's like a weightiness that we've talked about. I believe we talked about it, about the weightiness. It's like a blanket being laying on top of you, but you can't mm-hmm. see it, and it's a heavy blanket. But the power of God was just on me one night, and I was on the floor and laying in that river and just being healed. I mean, that's what God was doing, just working on us, fixing us, healing us. We had no idea what was about to come.
Right.
And all of a sudden, the top of my ear began to get warm at the top of my ear.
And then it kind of spread down to the inner part of my ear. I thought, oh, got an earache. That's great. In the midst of all this, I got an earache. And then all of a sudden, the other ear started kind of warming up. And then it was like a gradual progression. Then all of a sudden, it was like warm oil, hot warm oil just poured over my entire head. And the Lord was just anointing me.
Wow.
At that moment. It was like,
powerful.
Oh my goodness. All the, yeah, it was just like, it was like God's angels were just working on all of us and fixing us and healing us in the context of that. And I remember crying out one night. I said, dear Lord, use me, God. Here I am. I want you to use me, God, ever how you want to use me. And all of a sudden the voice of the Lord said, okay, I'm taking you at your word. And put the fear of God in me. First of all, it's the voice of the Lord.
What did I say?
First of all, it's the voice of the Lord. Secondly, he's saying, okay, I said a lot of things. And then he said, I'm taking you at your word. I'm like, we're human beings. You know, like, what commitment was this? And it was amazing. I got so full of truth. I was literally choking on it because there was so much truth. I had to begin to just give it out. And God, that's what we've been doing ever since. So what you're seeing, we're birthed in the fires of revival. That's what God has done and is doing in the context of that. But one of the key things that took place at the beginning was Allison. They're basically in regards to the power of God moving. I was watching God move in her life, but you got to see this. This video went around the world, this young college girl. Listen to Allison.
Now, folks, when you see someone like this and you just make a snap judgment and you see someone doing something like this, you may say, oh, man, you know, what's going on? But I want to tell you, this girl, she's a brilliant girl. Her mother's a school teacher. Her father's a doctor, medical doctor. And these girls have been raised in Brownsville Assembly. I know their life, and they're godly girls. But God, during this revival, has gotten a hold of them. And her sister is Elizabeth, that's given her testimony on television and here on Friday night in the church. And this is Allison. And God uses her when it comes time for the altar call and things like that. He uses her in intercession. And you'll see her back there really under the power of the Holy Spirit beginning to intercede for lost souls. And she's never done anything like this. I've known her for many years. I've known these girls since they were little bitty girls. I mean, like this. I've known them. I've been their pastor. But I know beyond any doubt whatsoever that these girls are being moved on by God's Spirit. And Allison, if you can, sweetheart, I want you to take just a moment and just share what the Lord's doing in your life and what's going on.
I'll stand. I'm 19 years old, and I've been through high school, and I'm in college now. And at the beginning of this revival, I didn't come for the first week. I was like everyone else. I wasn't so sure about it. And church had always been kind of just a requirement anyway. So it was the second Sunday of this revival that I came to the night service. And Steve preached on, I have a verse for it. It's in Matthew 6, 24. It says, no one can serve two masters. Either he will hate the one and love the other, or he will be devoted to the one and despise the other. And what Steve preached about that night was, you cannot hold on to the hand of God and onto the hand of the world at the same time. And all through high school and college, I've known God. Well, God has had a place in my heart, but he didn't really have a place in my life. And I never thought that God had anything to offer other than just sitting at church, and I'd never given him a chance to do anything in my life. So I was constantly running after the world. I was running after what I thought I had to have something that the world would give me. But whenever I heard that, what Steve preached, my eyes were opened. Like Steve preached last night, Satan, he blinds us. And I was blinded by worldly things that I thought I had to have, and worldly friends that I thought I had to have. And all it took to totally change my life was for me to listen and really hear what these people, these men of God are trying to say, what God is trying to say. You know, the Bible says people, they have ears to hear, but they don't hear what people are trying to say and what God is trying to say to them. And I listened that night, and God totally opened my eyes. You know, he changed my whole life. I was terribly depressed because I had enough of God in me to know what I was doing was wrong and to be miserable doing it. And I was in the most horrible position you can be in. God says himself, he'd rather spit you out of his mouth than have you be lukewarm, because you're no good to anybody unless you're hot or cold. So I'm hot now.
For your sewing and sewing machines, contact Sue, the sewing specialist, at All About Sewing, your sewing superstore in Mobile, Alabama. Don't forget to contact her at 251-634-3133. It's All About Sewing with Sue. Visit Copy Products today with 5 locations on the Gulf Coast to better serve you. They can help you with all of your copying and scanning needs. Copy machines, fax machines, scanners, printers, shredders, and so much more. Contact them today at 850-432-1580. Horse Rides of Pensacola, where they offer riding lessons, trail rides, riding excursions, and fun on the farm, and so much more. Saddle up and let's go for a ride today. On the Gulf Coast, contact Steve Barnhill's Paint and Body Shop with over 25 years of experience. No job is too big and no job is too small. Get in contact with them today. We want to give a special thanks to all of our sponsors and partners. Visit VFNTV.com and visit our sponsors for all of their contact information, phone numbers, web addresses, emails. Call them today.
You're listening to VFN Radio. Don't forget, you can locate us at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
I wanted to be able to tell you, if you haven't yet heard, that you can go to VFNTV.com and sign up for our newsletter. It's called The Torch. As a matter of fact, you're probably seeing it on your screen right now. You go right to the front page of the VFN Torch, and you click on, you see in the upper right-hand corner? You click on sign up for the newsletter, and there it is. You can sign up. You see the flame burning right there? Fill out your information here, push submit, and boom, every single week you will receive a newsletter with that week's program sliced up. Think about it, sliced up segments that, you know, whatever segments to you. I want to make sure you do that because we work extra hard to make sure that you can get it ever how you need to be able to get it. And because listen, if only 9% in 2009 had a biblical worldview, in other words, they had a light, L-I-G-H-T, perspective of the world, it's a lot less than that now. Mm-hmm. And with hearing the light of God's, you know, it's not enough to know the news, you need to know what to do with the news you know. To have that light perspective of what's going on, it's going to help you have a biblical worldview of your decision making, of why you're going to get married, or why you're going to need to stay married, or why you need to have family, or why you need to pay taxes, why you need to function. I mean, we got to move past that. And one thing we can do that is by signing up for The Torch and getting it sent to you every single week. Every single week. And in that, it has the offers and things that are going on as well.
Pat, you know the great thing about all of our VFN Radio listeners is that so many of them are connecting to us on Facebook. You know, we have a Facebook page. You may be listening today. You may not be aware, but we do. And you can go to facebook.com/VFNTV, or you can go to our VFNTV.com and click Facebook. Be a part. Like us. Tell your friends to like us. We're creating a virtual stadium where everyone can connect and be a part and get fresh updates on everything that happens that day on the program. Don't forget, go to VFNTV.com and click Facebook.
Welcome to the Daily VFN
Radio program. Well, we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T light. With your host, Greg Lancaster.
Well, welcome to VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program. I'm your host, Greg Lancaster. Just want to welcome our Christian Television Network audience and our radio audience around the nation and around the world. Joining me is Pat Hamilton.
Hello, hello.
And John Ramos.
Hello.
You know, today we are remembering another one of God's generals mm-hmm. that has gone to be with the Lord. Think about it. Two generals within a less than 30-day time period. Of course, Steve Hill, as we've been talking about, and you can find out more about it at VFNTV.com. And if you're missing, don't forget the memorial for his life and ministry is going to be at Brownsville Assembly of God. And the details are at VFNTV.com. But we're remembering another one of God's generals, Bob Jones, a seer. I mean, think about this. He had the ability to just, it was amazing some of the things that happened to him. But instead of us telling you, we're going to let you at this moment hear. Understand that Kansas City, IHOP Kansas City, International House of Prayer Kansas City, before it even started, it started in the heart of God, and God confirmed it in the heart of Mike, but he also spoke it specifically, surprisingly, through Bob Jones to the T. As a matter of fact, listen to Mike give the credit to God speaking through Bob Jones, one of God's generals.
Around a bunch of us for some hours exchanging these stories, and Rick said, you have to tell that story. But I mean, we're all so happy for Bob. I mean, he went down that tunnel a number of times. This is the only time he stayed. I mean, he'd been there a number of times. I was not convinced when I heard the news. I said, I'm not sure yet. But my time with Bob was 1983 to 1993 when I was interacting with him on a not exactly daily, but near daily basis for 10 years. And I have so many things I could say that every one of you could say about him. I'm just going to mention two or three of the 50 things we could comment on his character and then tell a story that has some dimensions to it that I think you'll relate to. But the thing that touched me most about Bob Jones, everybody, he loved Jesus, of course. That was he had such a love for Jesus, and everyone's going to say that. But his love for people, but I'm going to say it a little different. I've never seen a man serve people so tirelessly as Bob Jones. I've said this for 30 years plus, meaning he would be in prayer lines for 10 hours, many times for 5 and 6 and 7 hours, where the young guys in our 20s and 30s, we wore out at the three-hour mark. Bob would be going 7 hours, 8 hours, 9 hours, one by one, praying for people. I could give many stories of that. Another thing that struck me in those early days was how much Bob loved the Bible. Everybody knows he loved Jesus and the Holy Spirit and Papa, but he loved the Bible. This man devoured it, read the Word hours and hours a day. Another thing that struck me in those early days is how much he loved the whole church. I mean, Bob loved every manner. I mean, all the different names and titles and different backgrounds, he saw them all the same way. And I just could go on and on about the way that Bob did that. But in my personal life, he shifted so many of my perspectives. Again, I was in my 20s, 27 years old when I met him. And so much of my understanding was changed by those years with Bob Jones. And I have a document that I call it The Lessons I Learned from Bob Jones. And I don't know the exact number, but I have about 40 different lessons. And I don't mean character traits. I could have a list that long of character traits. But lessons that I learned that were new to me because of his ministry. And so I'm so indebted to him because he shifted so much of my understanding and changed things that are helping me today. And Bob, just fast forwarding, I'm doing about 5 things today in ministry that 32 years ago, 31, 32 years ago when I met Bob, I did not value the things that I'm doing today. I did not understand them. Bob was the first one to tell me about them. And when he told me about them, I didn't like the idea of them. When I first met Bob, he said, you're going to do 24-hour prayer with singers and musicians. I said, I want nothing to do with that. I said, why would I want to do that? He said, you're going to be involved in prayer for Israel and you're going to be involved with Asians, and you're going to be doing this and that. I thought, what are you talking about? And he laid out things, a number of them. I won't go through them all, but the story I want to tell begins 32 years ago. I was pastoring in St. Louis. I'd been there about 7 years. And this prophetic man came through town. And the message he gave me at the end of the day was, you're going to go to Kansas City, was the meaning of the message. And he said, when you get to Kansas City, four things are going to happen. And he said, you're going to touch some young people, and he described it. He says, you're going to touch the gifts of the Holy Spirit. He described it in a specific way. He said, there'll be a false prophet, number three. And number four, in your midst, right when you get there. And number four, there's going to be a great attack against you. And the Lord says, don't answer it. And so, but the Lord will answer it. So I took those four words, moved to Kansas City a few months later. And in walks Bob Jones, several months after being in the city. And I'm thinking he's the false prophet, because several people told me, there's this prophet who has seen some things, you've got to hear him. And I said, I don't want to meet him. I turned it down three, four times. And finally I met him, and he walked in. And it's March 7th, it's 31 years ago, 1983. He walked in, it was, I'm guessing, 60, 70 degrees outside, something like that. I had a short sleeve shirt on. It had been warm for a couple weeks. Winter had came early. He came walking in with a winter coat on, a heavy winter coat. And he came walking in the office. I'm thinking he's the false prophet. And he walks in with a winter coat. It's warm outside, short sleeve shirt. I said, hello, my name's Mike. He doesn't shake my hand. He looks around. He fills the oil. I don't know about oil. He goes, this is it. And I said, my name's Mike. He never looks me in the eye. He's looking around. He goes, yeah, He says, it's the first day of spring, when the snow melts, they'll sit around the table and they will accept me. I said, who will accept you? He says, why, you will, with your own mouth, on the first day of spring. I said, for sure he's the false prophet. I mean, everybody knows the verse that if a man prophesies his acceptance, he must be false. I mean, everyone knows that verse. And I said, oh, the snow's coming? You know, it'd been warm for a couple weeks. And he goes, winter coat? He goes, oh, yeah, that's why I wear the coat. And I said, this man is so crazy. He doesn't sit down. He stands up with the coat on. Can I have your coat? No, I'm keeping the coat on. He says, let me tell you something about yourself you don't know about. He says, one of these days, you're going to be doing 24-hour prayer with singers and musicians. Again, that makes no sense. I have no interest in that at all. And he says, not only are you going to be doing 24 hours a day with singers and musicians, he called them songbirds. Most of you know that. He said, the songbirds will come from all around. And I said, good. That's wonderful. He said, we were in the wealthiest part of the Kansas City area with a young adult church. He says, you're going to move over to Grandview, which is a blue-collar town. He says, you're moving to Grandview. I said, really? I said, yeah. And I said, well, our people don't really shop in Grandview. I don't really see that happening. He said, well, you will. He goes, you're going to move to Grandview because Harry S. Truman lived in Grandview. I said, so? I mean, Bob didn't fill in all the gaps when he was in a flow. I said, Harry S. Truman? He goes, yeah, you're going to be on his property. You will be on Harry S. Truman's property, and it will be a sign and a wonder to you because of something related to Israel. I won't go into all that. And I said, Israel? He goes, oh, yeah, you're going to do this and that with Israel. That didn't make any sense at all. Then he said, at that point in time, he says, the group that's going to connect most to you will be Asians. I said, Asians? He goes, oh, yeah. I saw them all over the rice paddies in Asia with unplugged TV sets in their hands. He's talking about smartphones. I said, they had unplugged TV sets. He goes, all over the rice paddies. I said, that's really good. And he said, they're going to be watching the songbirds on Harry S. Truman's property. And you're moving there. Then he says, at that time, just another point or two, he says, at that time, they're going to perfect abortion with a pill. I said, sir, I mean, I don't know him at all. He's still standing up. I said, sir, never shook my hand. My hand's still, I gave up on that. I said, do you know what an abortion is? He goes, of course I do. I said, you can't do an abortion with a pill. It doesn't work that way. He goes, it will. He says, not only that, he says the homosexuals are coming out of the closet in that time. And they'll be parading in the streets with the support of the governments of the earth. Oh, that's wow now. That was insanity then. And I say, okay. He says, do you understand what I'm saying? I said, no. I said, he goes, do you understand this? I go, no. He goes, you don't know anything I'm talking about? I said, nothing. Absolutely nothing. Songbirds, Truman, Israel, Asians, unplugged TV sets, homosexuals parading, abortion pill, nothing. Zero. He said, he looked me in the eye. He said this seriously. Then he said it for years after that. We had fun with it, but he really meant it after that too. But he said, the Lord told me you'd be dull. I didn't think you'd be this dull. He said, boy, it's going to be a lot of work. This is going to be a lot of work. I said, he says, you're a youth pastor. He says, and it's going to be a lot of work. I said, I'm not a youth pastor. I put my chest out. I'm a senior pastor. I'm not a youth pastor. He says, no, you're far too immature to be the youth pastor I'm talking about. He goes, matter of fact, the Lord's going to let your church grow to keep you busy, to keep you out of sin. He goes, because you're like David. He says, if you get out of the war, you'll get into sin. So this thing will grow, but not for the reasons you think. Just to keep you out of sin is the only reason it's going to grow. I mean, I am not connecting at all with him. Zero connect. So I'm leaving. It's over. A couple hours. It's the most bizarre meeting I've ever had in my life. I'm walking out the door, and this is why I told you the first part of the story. He stops. He goes, oh, yeah. Lord told me you like things 1, 2, 3, 4. He said, the Lord says, da-da-da-da, young people are going to be coming, gifts of the Spirit. He says, beware, there'll be a false prophet here in the very early days, but I'll help you find him. He goes, and there'll be a controversy break out against you, and it'll go all around, and the Lord says, don't answer it, he'll answer it. The exact same 4 words that man gave me a year ago. I go home, and I'm late, because the meeting was supposed to be a half hour. It went for a couple hours. I tell my wife, I walk in dazed, and she goes, what? I go, I met the strangest human being on the planet. It's a winter coat on. And he said, I told her all these things. And then I told her the 4 things at the end. I said, he's either totally of God or totally of the devil. I'm assuming he's totally of the devil because this guy is so, it's not right. She looked at me. She said, he's of God. I can tell right now. And that's another point for another day, but she was right. I'll end with this. 25 years go by. 25 years later, we get Harry S. Truman's property. We got it as a free gift, 125 acres on the highway. It was given to us as a free gift, debt-free, with no expense. So this is about 5 years ago, so I call up Bob. I said, Bob, you're not going to believe it. We have Harry S. Truman's property. He said, you never believed me. I told you that years ago. You never did believe me. And blah, blah, blah.
You're listening to VFN Radio. Don't forget, you can locate us at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
Don't forget, we also want to remember that the memorial service for Steve Hill, a general who's gone to be with the Lord, and you can see it right now on your screen, is going to be at Brownsville Assembly of God in Pensacola, Florida, at 3100 West DeSoto Street. You can go to VFNTV.com for more details. It's at 7 p.m. March the
14th.
That's Friday. This Friday at 7 p.m. You want to be there to be a part of honoring this man that just gave his life, gave his life for the cause of Christ and challenged us.
The Holy Spirit said, for 100 days, beginning March the 1st, I'm going to take my people through a time of redefinement. For the last number of years, God's people have really been bound. And the Holy Spirit said that His people's been contained and constrained. They have been refined.
When you go through the refiner's fire, you have a period of loss, but it's not bad loss. It's loss of things that needs to go. And the Holy Spirit said that there's some of you here today that you've lost some relationships, but don't worry about it. The Lord's going to give you more relationships to make up for the ones that you lost. The Holy Spirit said, for 100 days, beginning March the 1st, I'm going to take my people through a time of redefinement. Simon was known as a reed, and the Lord redefined him and called him Peter, and he went from being a reed to a rock. Same man, just redefined. There's going to be cities that the Holy Spirit in America is about to redefine. They were known as one thing, but they're about to be redefined and known as another thing. You've been one way, but you're about to be completely another way. Some of you is going to experience such a change in your life, you're going to realize when God gets through redefining you, you could have never done that 6 months ago. The devil has come to some of you and he's convinced you that you're put off. It's not going to happen. You're wasting your time. The devil's told some of you that you prayed about it and prayed about it, and nothing's going to happen. But I've come here today to turn the ship in the water. And I've come here to tell you, God is about to give you a season of suddenlies in the name of Jesus.
You're listening to VFN Radio, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T, light, with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Well, I'm Greg Lancaster. Welcome back. Pat and John are joining me. You're listening to VFN TV and the Daily Radio program. We are honoring one of God's generals, Bob Jones, who's now with the Lord. Within 30 days, we lost two generals in God. We lost Steve Hill and Bob Jones. It's not like, I mean, they left so much for us. It's like, okay, that's enough. Yeah. I'm moving them on. And you just heard how significant. And at this room, and at Morningstar, when they came together, was it Valentine's Day or right after Valentine's Day?
Well, yeah, right after Valentine's Day.
They came together to be able to remember, to have a memorial about and celebrate the life of this general, Bob Jones. And if you looked into the audience, there was just all different streams that he has affected. And we're going to make available for you the entire 2-hour segment. It'll be available for you on the VFN Torch. You can go to VFNTV.com, click on the torch that you always see burning on the front page, and look for this particular post, because you'll be able to watch the entire. It'll just bless your heart, because there's so many things that it'll give you a perspective too of who he is. But you'll be able to listen to the entire thing. But you just heard Mike Bickle talk about, you know, Mike saying, you know, it was Bob Jones God used to be able to affirm and direct and lead me in the direction of what we know now is called International House of Prayer Kansas City. And that, you know, and that it was going to be, you know, in Kansas City, and it was going to be right where Harry Truman lives. You know, mm-hmm. The property, he's going to have the property.
125 acres of it.
Yeah, and so you may think, well, what's the significance of that? This will remind us as the church. This is how significant this is. Because Harry Truman, actually FDR before him, President FDR, Franklin Delano Roosevelt, right, was just told, I believe it was the Saudi king prince, that don't worry about it, we'll make sure that Israel does not become a nation. And then 2 weeks later he dies.
Wow.
I mean, think about that. God's going whoop, and then he's gone. And then Harry Truman comes in, and they bring this before Harry Truman, and Harry Truman remembers this, and this just lets you know how significant teaching your children about God is. He remembers outside of the school system, outside of the buildings, he remembers sitting at his mother's knee and his own family member teaching him about those who bless Israel are blessed and those who curse Israel are cursed. And he's like, I'm going to sign this. And not only am I going to sign this charter for Israel becoming a nation in 1948, but we're going to put the weight of the most powerful nation in the world, the weight of our nation behind that. That's how powerful this is. Mm-hmm. 1948.
And so God remembers that, and he says, that's why God's watching all this. And you think, well, what's significant? You know, I lived, I died, I did my best, I drafted up some papers, I signed some documents that said, you know, bless Israel. It was so significant that God says, go to where he lived. I want you to go where he lives, because that's where I want prayer to come out of the place where that man loved Israel.
Wow.
Think about it.
Yeah.
And now 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, just from that one area, you just spawned this beautiful Revelation 5:8 Harpenbowl ministry of just music and worship and prayer to God 24 hours a day. And that's where our community was birthed out of that. So it's like we're just the continuing DNA of what God is doing in the context of that. For over 5 years, we've been walking it ourselves. But it came from, how do you do this? By looking at what God has shown and what Mike Bickle had walked out and what Bob Jones, a general, had spoken and confirmed that was going on. And it's just, he said so many encounters. You look at Morningstar Ministries with
Rick Joyner.
Rick Joyner. I mean, the same thing. I mean, he was there with Rick all the time. And there's something very unique. We're talking about two generals that have gone to be with the Lord. Steve Hill is what we talked about in the earlier program, but also Bob Jones. Is this two things that you heard about them? Is that they loved people. They loved people. They weren't religious. They didn't see people as a nuisance. You know, they didn't do their ministry and just leave.
Right.
They just wanted to be with the people. And this is the second thing. They wanted to make sure everybody got ministered to. They would pray for long, extended hours of time. I personally walked with Steve Hill, watching him pray for the next one, and 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 the next one, sweating, suit just full of sweat. And he just wouldn't stop. He would pray all the way out the door, 2 o'clock in the morning, down the hallway, around the back of the hall, and people were just falling on the power of God in these hallways and in these doorways, and just going out the door. I mean, as he was leaving, you know, people were saying, "Pray for me, pray for me." And God was just like a river of people was just all over the place, and he loved nonstop, and he wanted that. He wanted that, but he also had to get his rest because he'd be back again in a few hours to go 24, almost like a 24-hour cycle. And that's what they said about Bob Jones, that he would, you'd watch him, and he wanted to pray for as many people as possible. And so God loves folks. God loves folks. And so, you know, when you think about partnering with Israel and the significance of what's going on, you need to be a part of a prayer community. If you haven't yet started that, one way to be able to kind of honor, you know, what God is doing is just begin to talk to God. You know, have a prayer community. And I think about, you know, Bob, make sure you join us also in our next program, because we're going to continue talking about Bob Jones, because he died, literally died, and went to heaven. And we're going to tell you about his, we're going to let him tell you about his experience on video about what it was like. But there's something very important that he talked about, that God talked to him about did you love? Did you learn how to love? And also about the very fact that when he was in heaven, he saw that 2% of humanity, 2%, that's it, was standing in the line for Jesus, and 98% were standing in a line other than for Jesus. We got to pay attention.
Yeah,
I mean, love, what does love mean? The context is that God loves us enough that he gave his son for us. But he also says, but you're going to have to make Jesus Christ the Lord of your life. I mean, that, what kind of love, you know, greater love is that? And so we want to move the 98% over to the 2% line. So there's 100% in line for Jesus.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? But I think about Paul Keith Davis, you know, Paul Keith Davis giving his testimonies about how God affected him through Bob Jones, and God speaking in his life and confirming him. As a matter of fact, you know, Paul Keith Davis was in his own room sleeping one night, and all of a sudden he saw a vision, but it was so real. It was like Bob was standing in his room.
Yeah, it was actually in bed.
Yeah, in bed.
He looked at him. He turned around. He couldn't believe it. He just met Paul Keith Davis. He's in Bob Jones. Bob Jones spending the night at his house. And all of a sudden, he says, "Oh my goodness, this man's in my bed."
Well, he thought he got in the wrong room. He's like, "I must have got the wrong room."
And then later, when they woke up the next morning, they talked about it, and Bob Jones knew,
because they weren't in the same.
Yeah, they weren't in the same room. Bob Jones knew all about it, and basically, Bob Jones told him, "Yep, we're going to be in bed together. God's calling us in ministry together."
Right.
And for a season in time, they walked together in ministry.
Right.
Tons of stories and encounters like that.
Yeah, and then you know, this one particular, his son that you were talking about earlier, a spiritual son,
Bobby Connor.
Bobby Connor was in a tree, and he was looking at this eagle, and this eagle in a vision, And the eagle turned around. As the eagle turned around to face him, it was Bob Jones's face on the eagle. And you're wondering why see this eagle at Morningstar Ministries. I mean, it's that represents a seer, you know, that you rise up and you're able to see more. And it's just, it's a very important gift accurately used in the body of Christ. And it's a fivefold ministry. We need all those gifts flowing. And but just, it'll encourage you too. It'll make you hungry for more of God, you know, more of God. We can encourage this many people because what they said about Bob was, even though he didn't have a talk about how.
Yeah, you know, Rick Joyner, Mike Bickle, Bobby Connors, all of these men of God said, I've never met another minister who's didn't promote his ministry at all, but was so well known. He's affected millions of people, never written a book. But they all talk about his love of God. And Rick Joyner says that he was a seer prophet that truly was a love prophet.
Wow.
That was absolutely amazing.
And we're going to make sure you join the next program because you're going to find out why that. Because God specifically said to him in heaven before he sent him back, of all the things he could have said, he said, did you learn to love? Make sure you join us. We're going to continue talking in our next program. Catch it. On VFNTV.com, the daily radio program, also on Christian Television Network.
The Army Navy Store. Come visit us today in one of our two locations to better serve your needs in Crestview and Fort Walton Beach, where we have tactical gear, guns, ammo, multicam, and so much more. Come see us today. Amazing Automotive, serving all of your automotive needs for over 30 years, where their motto is, if it flies, floats, or rolls, we can work on it. On the corner of Hollywood and Marietta Boulevard. Come, bring your vehicle in today. DME, Digital Media Education. If you have an interest in learning how to create exciting and impactful videos, or how to better understand the technology of recording and producing music, then Digital Media Education is for you. Contact them today. You Scrub a Pup in Marietta, right across from the Santa Rosa Mall, where we offer three levels of service for all of your dog washing needs. Shampoos, after-bath doggy colognes, lots of treats and belly rubs, and so much more. Bring your dog in today. We want to give a special thanks to all of our sponsors and partners. Visit VFNTV.com and visit our sponsors for all of their contact information, phone numbers, web addresses, emails. Call them today.
You've been listening to VFN Radio. I'm your host, Greg Lancaster, and we're so glad that you joined us. Don't forget you can catch us at VFNTV.com. On your mobile applications, you can download it at VFNTV.com. Go to your Apple apps, your Android apps, and all those wonderful apps. We enjoyed our time together. And don't forget, 24/7 on VFN Radio. God bless. I want to encourage you as you're listening to VFN Radio every day. You know, we're 24/7. We're 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. We're live 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. Central, but we're 24/7 anytime, any time zone, all the way from Okinawa, Japan to San Diego, California. You know what I'm saying? You can come on to VFNTV.com or download our app and listen live. But we also have highlights. We actually have an entire 2 hour broadcast broken up into certain segments that you can, something, you know, it just may be on your heart or on your, you wanted to hear that one thing. It's all you have time for. It's all you wanted to hear. And that's why we do that. And you can go right to that on the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com and click on the Torch. Or you can go to your app and just kind of thumb through the names of the highlights and listen to that one segment. But that's all for you. We want to deliver everything that we're called to deliver to you in any way that we can that helps you meet
your need at that time. Sometimes you just don't have time to get it this way. You have to get it that way. And sometimes you don't have time to get it that way. You get it this way. So don't forget, you can go to VFNTV.com. You can go to VFNTV.com and it's there for you.